This is TWiT.
European Union checked in on Google and Apple to track each company's progress as they implement ways to prevent unintended purchases in their app stores. The EU says that Google has done a good job addressing those concerns as the company plans to implement changes starting September that will further improve the situation. Things like listing an app that doesn't charge for the download but still offers in-app purchases as something other than free on the Play Store. Apple, on the other hand, was given a wag of the finger, with the EU stating that the company hasn't offered adequate protection to the problem, something that can result in situations where, for instance, children rack up thousands of dollars of in-app purchases on their parents' dime, among other costly actions. Apple responded to the EU's dour analysis by stating that its creation of a kids section, as well as clearly listing that an app has in-app purchases, go above and beyond its industry rivals. Anyone with a device running Google's Chrome OS may be able to look forward to a refresh of the user experience sometime in the near future, according to Francois Bouffou, Chromium evangelist at Google. He posted a screenshot of a completely revamped Chrome OS, codenamed Athena, that brings the look of Android's stacked cards interface to the OS with bookmarks that line the bottom of the screen. And Bouffou gave instructions on how users can check out its progress by compiling the source code for themselves. This follows previous reports that shared other details of the Athena project, including things like an on-screen keyboard, touch gestures, and a split-screen mode. And if you've ever noticed that your battery life suffered on your Windows machine, it's very possible that the Chrome browser could have been the culprit. Forbes contributor Eden Morris noticed a battery drain issue with Chrome for Windows, where Chrome would refuse to be idle when not in use, running the processor unnecessarily and draining the battery. Google has stated that the bug is now assigned and the Chrome team is working on a fix. China's Baidu, the search engine mostly unheard of on this side of the world, kicks off in Brazil today. Get it? Kicking? Soccer? Sorry about that. Baidu holds a 60% share in China, and thank you very much, and also launched in Japan, where Google and Yahoo are dominant. The Portuguese language version will target Brazil's 200 million citizens, where Google currently holds a 98% share of search, according to internet marketing firm Return on Now. Baidu plans on setting up a research center in the country and wants to partner with local universities, a spokesman said. The company hopes to become a household name, which is unique among Chinese internet firms, and also intends to launch in Thailand and Egypt next month. It was just a week ago that Lyft received a cease and desist order on the day the company planned to launch in New York City. Well, today, New York Supreme Court Judge Catherine Freed ordered Lyft and the Taxi and Limousine Commission to work out an agreement. Lyft spokeswoman Aaron Simpson said, quote, "We will continue to collaborate with all parties on a path forward for Lyft in New York." Now, Lyft has agreed to figure out a way to operate under the current TLC rules, so we'll see. There is no launch date set, yet it looks like there is a good chance you will see those fuzzy pink mustaches on cars in Brooklyn and Queens.